The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 9th of September, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and phone line 0530-605-4567. Monday is off. Today we've started. The fuse is lit. The fireworks have started. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
You're sitting down.
I'm trying.
You're trying.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Living in the second floor.
If you weren't
floor,
a bad girl, you wouldn't get spanked.
No, unfortunately, living in the second floor with a golden retriever can cause you a lot of...
Oh, did the retriever take you down? Oh. Well, I got a story to make you feel better here in a couple minutes, but what national day is?
I actually really love it. Today is National Boss Employer Exchange Day.
Boss Employer Exchange Day.
Yeah, so it looks like we have to change some of the...
Exchange. I exchanged checks with you all last week.
That's true. Thank you for that.
Today, increasing clouds and warm with a high near 96 tonight. Mostly cloudy, then clearing with a low around 65. Tomorrow, 92, mostly clear. Now, Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers after 11 a.m. Sunny with a high near 83. And a 20% chance of showers Wednesday night. 20%. That means 80% chance it's not going to, Christina. I know that you're out there looking for rain. It may not happen. 20%. Now, see, Thursday, gosh, it's going to be a high near 85. Oh, by the way, on Wednesday, it's going to be a high near 83. Friday, a high near 91. Guys, Saturday, 88. It's the temperatures are going down into the 80s here. So it looks like starting on Wednesday, and it's going to be in the 80s all the rest of the week with chances of rain. Well, good news. And weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family-owned business, third generation of delivering propane and service to our community. They have locally owned, locally operated, of course, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. These are good people. They're people of their word. And they do treat their customers as friends. Okay. I don't know if I have enough time to even tell this story. So I'll go on to something else. Because this story could last a while. And I don't want to take over any of Anne-Marie's time here. Okay. You know, a restaurant shut down. And it was really, and I'm not talking Moonstone, and that was, you know, that was bad. Not bad, but it was one that's been here for a long time. But Carnegie's, you know where Carnegie's is? Yeah, Carnegie's closed after more than 20 years. And Julie, the owner, who lives just right down the street from us, made the decision last week, and I've made so many great friends and memories, but it's time to move on. I want to thank all of you for support over the years. It's been a wild ride, and the food there was really good. The soups were just wow. And now I feel like, you know, I don't eat lunch out a lot, that I'm really going to miss this place because it was always there and had that comfort food that you needed. But COVID took a, you know, as it did on a lot of restaurants. Well, almost every restaurant had a hit. She never fully recovered from the pandemic. And even though they thought with the new courthouse, they thought that would be happen, you know, it'd be more. So anyway, she just joins a handful of restaurants that have closed in the North State, Hilltop Diner, Rose Kitchen and Spirits, Cicada Cantina, Moonstone, Lost Era. There's been others too, like Cabana. You know, you could go through this. You know, I mean, there's been a number of them.
And it's only for 2024, right?
Yeah, this is just in 2024. You know, when eggs go up, you've been paying $20 for a flat, and all of a sudden it's $60, you can only raise your prices so much, and then people just, you know, they're not going to do it. Heck, when two Burger King medium meals cost $25. I mean, how do you know, as bad as that is, you charge $15 for a lunch, $12 for a lunch. I mean, then it's up, you know, with tip and everything, you're well over $30. So it wasn't just the COVID, even though that was the harbinger. That was what brought on a lot of this. It's the economy over the last 3 years and the inflation and talking about, well, we're gonna lower taxes. I mean, both sides. Well, what you need to do is figure out how to lower the inflation rate. And any way you look at it, when your buying power, even though you're getting raises, but your buying power drops every time you get a raise because then they raise the prices on everything. Oh, Medicare, you're going to get a 2.2% increase, but then you end up paying, Social Security, then you end up paying the same amount more or more to Medicare. So it just wipes it out. It's hell, we're all going through it. Anybody with any type of common sense would see what's happening. And you just hope. You know, are you better off now than you were 3 years ago? I guess this is a question. And if the answer is no, then it says maybe you need to change. Well, the Democrats are saying that Harris is the change. Oh, the change is here. No, I'm sorry, Kamala, but you're hooked into jail here. You supported him. You supported what he was doing. You told us he was strong and sharp as a tack up until the debate. And then after that, well, tell us again how sharp he is. She kind of like fell off the wagon. Fell off the wagon of the Joe Biden wagon. So, anyway, okay. Today we got Shasta College. We have AMVETS. I believe, but Shasta College for sure. What do you have? You raised your hand.
Yes, we were talking about the restaurants who closed, but we never talked about restaurants who opened this year.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah, and I thought it would be interesting, so I started investigating, and we have three new open restaurants.
And what are they?
So it's Mr. Peri Peri Grill, or Piri Piri, I'm not sure how to spell it right.
Okay.
They cook meat, and it's located on Dana Drive.
Okay.
They just opened. Also, Anthony's Bar and Grill, they based on Greek Kitchen Bar.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And the last one is Sizzling TS.
Huh?
Sizzling TS. They just opened on Cypress Avenue.
Sizzling?
Yes, Vietnam Kitchen.
Is that a locally owned one?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't count chains. Chains are throwing in chicken places and all this, like, what is that big chicken place over there?
Chicken filet or something?
Yeah,
like
chicken filet. No, opening another one. That didn't count. What I'm looking at is, and you're right, there have been two or three that have opened, and Paradiso is opening up again. It's been closed down several months. So, all right, we'll see. But, and the restaurant business is tough. Oh, my gosh, it's tough. You know, they don't make huge margins in there. And then when the prices keep going up all the time, then you have to kind of ask yourself. I mean, it's at a certain point, and I so much understand what she said, what Julie said. You know, you've reached a point, and it's just not worth the battle going on. And I talked to Shay over at, from Moonstone. He says, I've been doing this for 20 years. And with, you know, prices going up, the taxes, everything. At a certain point, you have to say, you know, am I willing to reinvest myself into this for another, you know, 10 years? And if the answer is not, you know, if you can't do that, if the answer is no, then it's time to pull the plug and get out and get out. So, all right, 7:15 in the morning, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, hopefully, with Community Calendar.
Can't trust that day. Monday, Monday. It just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday. Won't go away. Monday, Monday.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared saunas support weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush. Fresh for the lungs.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of September. During Session 1, learn how to speak Alzheimer's and related dementia dialects. During Session 2, learn how to understand long-term care. These free events will be held in Wairika, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and MacArthur. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Home tonight. I don't want to let you go to this.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, listen up. If you lost your Monday night football with DirecTV, call the guys at B&T Satellite to get you signed up. Don't miss the game. Don't miss those other shows like possibly the debate, the big debate coming up. Call B&T today at 530-241-3474. The guys are standing by to help. 530-241-3474. Doug Tooley and his gang. And they do great work. And we've had dish to him since, gosh, since I've been here, maybe. Anyway, but they do great work. That's B&T Satellite, 530-241-3474. Okay, Anne-Marie.
Good Monday morning.
Uh-huh. Took off last week because it's Labor Day. You know, yes. on Labor Day, you should labor.
Well, we added a new member to our pet family that weekend, so we were super occupied.
I have a great
Yesterday, we popped over to the Asphalt Cowboys Barbecue. There was live music and vendors and the barbecue.
It was great. It was great.
Yeah, you were there?
Everybody that's anybody was there.
See, that's why we were there. Anyway. If you want to learn more information about the Asphalt Cowboys, everyone, you can visit asphaltcowboys.org or check them out on Facebook. Now, today, Monday, September 9th, is National Teddy Bear Day. I love that.
How'd you miss that, Christina? It's National Teddy Bear Day. How'd you miss that?
I guess I'm not a big teddy bear fan, but I'll change it, I promise.
That's okay. I can back you up on this one. But I love teddy bears, and the teddy bear was named after former President Theodore Roosevelt.
That's right.
Little fun fact. Also today, folks, September 9th is California Admission Day. California became the 31st state on September 9th, 1850. As we begin our community calendar, we also want to mention
it was admitted into the Union as a non-slave state. That's important.
Yes, absolutely important. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has issued a recall of over a million Ram vehicles regarding software malfunction relating to the anti-lock brake system. Now, more information can be found at nhtsa.gov. Also, Shasta Fire Safe Council is offering a free curbside chipping program for area residents. The goal of this free service is to help residents in reducing hazardous fuels and also improve defensible space around homes. Depending on where you live, there are certain enroll-by dates for the program. For more information on this free curbside chipping program, call 530-360-0120 or visit Shasta County Resource Management Community Education on Facebook. On Wednesday, September 11th, there will be a special candlelight remembrance ceremony starting at 7 p.m. with food and drinks at 6 p.m. located at 4126 Ashby Court in the city of Shasta Lake. This ceremony of remembrance is being hosted by the Shasta Lake Lions and the city of Shasta Lake. The event will take place in front of the Shasta Lake Fire Hall at the 9/11 Memorial. The public is invited to attend. This Thursday night, September 12th, there will be a Thursday Night in the Park concert by Magic Bus at Claire Ingle Park in the city of Shasta Lake. The event kicks off at 6 p.m. and is free to attend. For more information, visit Shasta Lake Chamber on Facebook. On Saturday morning, September 14th, you can join members of the VFW Post 9650 for their monthly breakfast from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Breakfast is by donation only. Suggested amount is $10. Proceeds from the event will go to their relief fund. Menu includes a French toast, eggs, sausage, fruit cup, coffee, and juice. Another Chance Animal Welfare League will host a fundraiser on Saturday, September 14th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Panda Express in Reading, located at 966 Dana Drive. 20% of the event sales will be donated to another Chance Animal Welfare League. You can find the event flyer and more information on their Facebook page. Comedy legend Tim Allen will take the stage Saturday, September 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 4 p.m. and the show will kick off at 5 p.m. This event is for adults 18 and older. Reading Civic Auditorium is located at 700 Auditorium Drive in Reading. To purchase tickets or more information, visit readingcivic.com. Check out the Haas Sunflower and Zienna Festival this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at historic Haas Farms, located at 6465 Deschutes Road in Anderson. More information and tickets can be found at historichaasfarm.com. You can also get information on the Watermelon Festival, which is just around the corner, on September 21st and 22nd, and again September 28th and 29th. And just a heads up, everyone, the Shasta District Fair, Craft Fair, and Swap Meet that was scheduled for September has been canceled. Upcoming dates still scheduled are the weekend of November 9th and 10th and December 7th and 8th. More information can be found online at Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com. And that is just a sample of events happening around the area. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Well, thank you very much, Anne Marie. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay.
See you next week.
All right. Now, let me add a few more things onto this. Starting tomorrow, you're starting to hear the debates at the forums. For the state, starting tomorrow night at the Cascade Theater at 6 p.m., the state assembly candidates will be there. That would be Janessa Audette and Heather Hadwick. That's at 6. You hear them for an hour. Now, at 7, you've got the Reading City Council candidates. That's on September 10th. That's tomorrow. Now, on September 12th at the Larry J. Farr Community Center in Shasta County, it will be the Shasta County Supervisor District 3 candidates, Corky and Mary. I love that small town feel when you go, Shasta County candidates, Corky and Mary, or Mary and Corky, whatever. Mary Rickert, of course, and Corky Harmon. Shasta County, Shasta Lake City Council candidates will be at 7 p.m. on September 12th after those supervisor candidates. Anderson City Council candidates, 6 p.m. September 19th. Ballot propositions, pros and cons, and these are all out of the League of Women Voters, by the way. It's going to be 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. October 7th in the Social Hall at the First United Methodist Church. So there'll be other things going on that we'll be talking about as we go along on as far as voting and any of the new rules that have come up, the propositions. There's some of these propositions that you see are worthy, but you have to understand what they, what they're called. So we'll get those propositions out and explain them. Try to give both sides of it. And there's one of them that's really hard to give both sides, but then there's others that is something to take a look at, that our esteemed brethren, the Assembly and the Senate in Sacramento, bless their hearts, are trying to do an end around about making our streets safer by making them less safe. Again, remember Prop 47. All right, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Ann Betts. And then I've got a story that happened this weekend that is something that's that time of the year again, and with some handy hints on trying to mitigate things that happen. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. It is community-oriented. Local board of directors, Matt Mosley, is the president, and he grew up here, practically. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened about 17, 18 years ago. Recognized as one of the best small banks in the nation. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, and one in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We do business there. We're real happy. We'll be right back with MVETS.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
Why earn points? You can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club.
For more information, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But the keeper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
That's when I love you, son.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Talk Radio with Carl Mendebot. Good morning. I'm here with Dave Cockrell from AmVets. And AmVets 1, Leave No Veteran Behind. And you are the commander.
I'm the commander of the post.
That's of the correct. Post, right.
Local post. I know, within one word.
Yeah, I get you in there close. Okay. It's like you're calling for fire, but you're in a close-in area, so you have to kind of like get in close, so you don't have to shout. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing pretty well. Like I said, it's been a long weekend.
Gosh, you know what? I'm gonna take the last part of the second segment and talk about what happened this weekend. And it's tell me about it. Okay.
What we're going to talk about is basically suicide, which is a big thing.
Yeah.
Well, the Golden State Tour. That's
suicide awareness.
Yes. The AmVets 1 is coming, and it'll be here in November the 4th at City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of it is to make people aware of suicide and mental health. And what we're reaching out, we want other organizations that deal with suicide to participate, and that would be the American Legion, VFW, or any organization that does it.
Well, we just had Shasta County Health and Human Services, their suicide prevention spokesman woman,
yes,
on the other day. I need to hook you up with her because she has – we talked about veterans, and it's you need to talk to her. She needs to get to know you about this. Shasta County has – the highest suicide rate in the state. We're running at about 26 per 100,000, and the rest of the state's running around 10. I shouldn't say just Shasta County. It's up in the northern. The rural areas have a much higher suicide rate because, one, less doctors, less mental care, mental health support, those kind of things.
The biggest problem veterans have, this is from my dealing, is we don't like to talk about it.
Well, there's that too.
And I can know that because I never wanted to talk about my issues.
Yeah.
So, and although I was never in the combat war zone, I was in the war zone, but I wasn't in combat. But, you know, there's other things that are variable. Being in the Navy, it was eight on, eight off, and plus had training and everything. So we're working 16, 20 hours a day. And when I was doing pre-com, that was 16, 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you start to get in the pressure. And especially in communications, you have about 5 minutes to restore things. And then you're called on the carpet, basically, almost. So I can understand the pressure.
Well, you're exposed to Agent Orange. You had all those things that were out there.
Oh, yeah. And, that's true.
Yeah.
If the veterans have an issue, they need to reach out. And they think that, oh, no one's ever experienced my issues. You'd be surprised how many have. So anyway, getting back on the Golden Tate tour, Tom Johnson will be running this, and he should be here, but he's busy.
Tom Johnson and Debbie Johnson are two of the nicest people you're ever going to meet.
Yeah.
Such supporters of the military and veterans. She's the president of the
CVAC,
Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, and Tom has just gotten involved. I remember he was with this last year too.
Yeah, he's again with it. He'll put you on the bus, so he's leaving it up to someone to organize at City Hall, having all these veteran organizations be there. And I'm going to have to reach out because I need to have, lay out a plan because we want them to participate when this bus comes November the 4th between 10 a.m. and noon at City Hall.
Is there a way we can get them on? What day is that?
It's going to be November 4th.
I know, but what day? Do we know what that day is? November
4th? No.
But check, what day is November 4th? Is that a Monday, Tuesday, Saturday? What day is that? When you find out, Christina, let me know.
Yeah, because it starts November 3rd. They're going to be stopping at Oroville, going through Redding, Eureka, Yountville, Santa Rosa, Fairville,
it's a Monday.
Sacramento.
I think it's a Monday, the 4th.
I don't think.
Yeah, because the 11th is a Monday.
The 11th is a Monday?
Yeah. because the Marine Corps ball is the 10th, and that's on a Sunday.
Oh.
So I'm thinking it's a Monday. So what we need to do, if it's all possible, is have them in, get them in here so we can talk to the leadership of that.
Yeah, that would be Tom Johnson. So anyway, because he's going to be on the bus.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, November 4th.
What day? Monday. Well, what day is November?
Monday.
Yes, Monday.
Monday.
I was just
not
wanting to interrupt you.
Well, no, you can interrupt because I asked you that. And you could be like Ben, who interrupts all the time.
Excuse me. I will take this to mind. Thank
they
you.
Have, okay. They have these new fangled gadgets.
I know, but I don't have it with me.
I have mine.
If you carry a phone, you have to answer the phone, which that's not true either because I don't answer phones either.
The whole deal is, you know, all veteran organizations have, I'm sorry.
Get in there, buddy.
I know better because I'm
your communicator.
Right. So, all the veteran organizations have programs for, I'm speaking too loud.
It's okay. We can adjust. Oh. She's adjusting it as you speak.
All right. They have suicide prevention programs. You know, American Legion has Be the One.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what the VFW has. Mm-hmm. I should, but that's they all have them. So it would be nice to have them show up. And it also, a lot of people veterans don't understand. In order to have a voice in the government on your benefits, you have to belong to a veterans organization. I don't care which one, and I get in trouble with that, but you need to pick one that you're comfortable with.
And it's, okay, they're lobbyists, guys, but they're lobbyists for veterans.
Right.
They're there in D.C. They're in Sacramento. They're in other places to try and fight for the benefits that so many times the lip service are politicians, and that means across the board politicians.
Yes, and I also
bless
know,
their hearts. They will just do little things and nibble around the edges, but then all of a sudden,
and
you found out that, oh, gosh, we don't get dental.
They will take away benefits.
They will take away benefits in a heartbeat.
Yes, and I have proof of that. So,
and then you have to fight them for things.
You
have to fight them for things like Agent Orange. We're still finding every month, but now they find another disease linked to Agent Orange. And it's going through the down line. It's going down to sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters of those who are exposed to this stuff.
It isn't just Agent Orange. No. Even the new veterans have been serving. And you do not know what
burn
was
pits.
On those base. Yeah, what was
burn
on the base.
Pits. So. Well, they're still having, they're finding Agent Orange. They were still using it as a weed killer in Okinawa. 5, 6, 8 years after Vietnam, they were still using it to go along the fences and kill it because it's very effective. Kill all that stuff. Well, you're exposed to that. And it's not just Agent Orange. It's the water at Camp Lejeune that affected not just the Marines, but their families and
also
their downlines. And then you've got the burn pits, which seems to have caused it. You can go all the way back to the Gulf War syndrome, where people were getting sick, and they could not figure out what it was, except they'd all have one thing in common. They were out there in the Gulf during the war, out in the smoke and stuff.
So yeah, yes.
But the government did not want to recognize these things.
They didn't even recognize the people that participated in the bombing, the nuclear bombs.
Oh yeah, they were too far away. They were 40 miles away.
So yeah, until after all of them died, then. Anyway,
this is coming. It's coming November 4th. It's going to be at the
City Hall.
City Hall. And you need to reach out to every one of our military organizations, Purple Heart, the Korean Vets, get to the Anderson VFW, the Reading VFW,
even the VA, or even like you were saying, any organization that deals with suicide, be there, and you can hand out literature. And that's what it is. They want people who want veterans to understand there is alternatives. Don't be alone.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing.
I'm going to get you in I'm going to get you in touch with the people from the Shasta County Health and Human Services Suicide.
Okay. That'll be good because, like I said, we want every. This isn't just AMBETS. We want everyone to participate in this.
Oh no, it's everybody that cares about a veteran. You know, you drive across the bridge. Shasta County cares for its veterans.
Well,
how? How do you care?
We won't go into that.
But say you politicians run on it. You love to bring up veterans, how you're going to support veterans. Okay, well show us. Put your body in where your mouth is. In other words, show up for these kind of things.
Yeah, and if there are any veterans that are having issues, please reach out to someone. I don't care.
That's
if
the big thing.
VA, yes.
Yes.
Because talking. It helps some to release it, but you might need other help, and there's other sources out there. So.
And if you, as an individual, have a friend that's a veteran, maybe you've noticed some things. Maybe you've noticed that they're despondent, that they're giving away things, that they're kind of dropping out of society. You, as a friend of a veteran, need to go up and talk to them and ask them, are you thinking of committing suicide?
Well, I don't know if you. I don't have.
Yes, you do. You do that.
Yeah,
I've talked to.
Yeah, you need to reach out and check on all veterans because you have no idea what their issues are, and a lot of, like I said, we don't like talking about. I don't like talking about my issues when I had them. I still don't. So, having a lot of friends, and I usually say I don't like Marines, but I had a lot of friends Marines, and I appreciate all the Marines. So, Air Force, Army, Coast Guard, I served with all those branches, and I had friends in all those branches. So, anyway, that's,
And if you're a veteran out there, if you just dial, what is it, 988?
988.
988, you're gonna immediately get to a person, and, to talk to. If you're having some mental health problems and concerns, this is a voice on the phone. It's not like one of your friends that you may be embarrassed to talk to about. This is just somebody that's going to reach out and help also.
Yeah. So ending it, the Golden State Tour, November 4th. It's actually going from the 3rd to the 8th, stopping at different locations. And that would be Oroville, Redding, Eureka, Yountville, Santa Rosa, Fairfield, and Sacramento. Any of one of those locations that's going to be talking about suicide. Redding, we have November the 4th at Redding.
At the City Hall.
City Hall, thank you.
You're
so
right.
That's going to coming, and I invite all organizations that have deal with suicide and mental health to participate. So that's
okay. And if you have any questions, you go to amvets1.com.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Dave. Thanks for what you do for our veterans, buddy.
All right.
Semper Fi.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
We'll get this up.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses bread, and toasted nutmeg with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunch boxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals.
You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and Fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. Hey, Crackmaster Windshield Repair brings us this segment of the show. They've been with us since the very beginning. What can I say? Jeff Wurst does just outstanding work down there at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Repaired an 8-inch crack on my windshield like 16 years ago. You still can't see it because he guarantees his work for the life of the windshield, not your life, but the life of the windshield. He's been doing this for well over two decades. Locally owned, locally operated, does wonderful work, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it. Brings it into his shop so he's got, you know, climate controlled in there. Works his magic on it, gives it back to you, whether it's a car windshield, a truck windshield, SUV windshield, or how about this, an RV windshield. I've seen them parked out there. They get the chip of death, the starred chip in the middle of their windshield. Jeff can fix it. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Okay, now I'm going to share. You know, you always ask, hey, so what'd you do this weekend, right? Yeah, so Linda was part of a, in Turtle Bay, they do these auctions and once a year. So Linda and Pat Karch and Pam Bono, who is just an outstanding cook, specializing, of course, in Italian food, they put it out a night with Gershwin, George Gershwin songs. This gentleman, Lance, gave up his house for that. He's got one of the finest pianos in probably California sitting in his living room.
So these eight people, four couples, bid on this and bid a very, very amazing amount for a night. Dinner for eight, wine, entertainment from Linda and Pat. So all this was going on. It was a huge success, from what I understand. I was there early. I was doing cocktails, signature cocktails. Then I went home to take the dog out. He'd been in there like 3 hours at the time, and really he could have stayed in there. And as I look back on it now, probably should have just left him in there if it was for 2 days. So I take Buford out, take him for a long walk around the block, bring him back. And I'm still looking for him to, make his nightly deposit. So I went out in the backyard. And he just sits there. He didn't want to do anything. And so I was just kind of saying, oh, it's a pleasant night, thinking, okay, he'll get it into his head, he'll think about it, and he'll go out to his favorite place and poop, right? Well, then he trots on down there. I thought, yay. Then he comes back, and he starts doing this cutest thing. He's rolling around on his back. He's rolling around on his side. I thought, well, look how cute that is. Look at him in the grass. And then he comes over to me, and you know what? There was a skunk in our backyard. And then then the odor started wafting across. Buford had gone face on into a skunk. Well, I'm there by myself. Linda's at that point singing. So if you mix a quarter peroxide, a quarter cup of baking soda, and half a cup of Dawn or any type of dish detergent, and put it in warm water in a bucket. Now it starts fizzing up, and it's a chemical reaction. You take the dog outside, you dump it on the dog, and you wash the dog with this. This is an incredibly soapy mixture, and it just bubbles and bubbles and bubbles, and it takes the smell out of the dog. It's supposed to. We've used it before when Snooki, 2 years in a row, got into a tussle with a skunk, and she had long hair, and it worked. But Snooki was the 14 pounds. Buford's 55 pounds.
How much time it took?
Oh, my gosh. We were, and, you know, he wasn't crazy about it. He wasn't fighting me, but he was just like, oh, gosh, you know. So I had, you know, just washing him everywhere on top of his head, but I didn't want to get the soap in his eyes, so I had to kind of a – I didn't really get it around his eyes. Of course, he'd gone in face first to the skunk, so they're still, you know. So then you just leave it on him for like 15 minutes. So I left it on him. I call the house, say, and Linda, you know, doesn't have her phone with her, so I call Pam Hill, because Pam does have her phone with her, and say, tell Linda that we've been skunked, and I'm trying to get this thing fixed. So then I wash him down with the hose outside. Then you have to, dry him off. I'm covered in it. He's sprayed the windows. Now we have to wash all the windows again. And then dried him off. And then put him in his crate, because then I was going after to pick up Linda. I've been to the house, you know, earlier that day in the daytime. I get there. I don't have my phone. I can't find the house. So I drive all the way back, and this is off Shasta View. It's a good, 12, 15 minutes away. Go back, get my phone. There's like eight phone calls on it from Linda wanting to know, are you okay? Where are you going? Because I'd said I was leaving. Tell her I was on my way, and I hear her saying to everybody, oh, he's lost. And I let her know I was not lost. I was not lost. I knew exactly where I was. The house and all those people did not know where they were. Anyway, so how's that end? I don't know if that skunk's still out there. The skunk won. Beat the dog. So bottom line on this is we're down there yesterday, and Linda's got – she goes, he still smells a little bit like skunk right between his eyes. So now we're trying to wash in between his eyes and all this. Anyway, if your dog gets skunked, a quarter peroxide, quarter cup of baking soda, and Arm & Hammer, baking soda and like a half a cup of Dawn. It will lift the smell out. It works. We'll be right back after the news with Shasta College.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A state of emergency in San Bernardino County, California, east of L.A., as a massive wildfire continues to rage. The line fire covers 20,000 acres. It has closed roads and forced a lot of people from their homes.
Mandatory evacuations are expanding as a wildfire burns in the foothills of the National Forest east of Los Angeles. Tens of thousands of homes and other buildings are being threatened by the line fire. The blaze was burning uncontrolled along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest. More than 600 firefighters were battling the blaze along with water-dropping helicopters and other aircraft. I'm Julie Walker.
A typhoon is wreaking havoc on Vietnam, bringing flooding rains blamed for at least 59 deaths, among them 20 people who were on board a bus, the vehicle swept away by floodwaters. Head of tomorrow night's Trump-Harris debate, Republican Senator John Cornyn suspects that Donald Trump will get a big boost from the showdown, depending on how he handles himself.
I think he needs to let Kamala Harris talk, something she's been reluctant to do unless she's reading a teleprompter. And I think, you know, we've seen the polls very close, but mainly she's coming off of this, as James Carville called it, a sugar high.
Cornyn on Fox News Sunday. Tomorrow night's ABC presidential debate will be simulcast live on the Salem Radio Network. Automakers may have to go back to the drawing board to design new pickup trucks and SUVs. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration proposing a new rule aimed at reducing blind spots for drivers, cutting down on the number of pedestrian injuries and deaths. On Wall Street this morning, stocks sharply higher so far. The Dow is up 365 points, the Nasdaq Composite Index ahead 62, and the S&P is trading 32 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
A report for the European Commission says the EU needs massive investment and a much more coordinated industrial policy.
The challenges are immense, including a shrinking workforce, high energy prices, increasing protectionism restricting market access abroad, and a need for greater defence spending in a less secure world. Unless the bloc improves productivity, the report argues, it'll have to compromise on some of its fundamental values. Unprecedented levels of annual investment are needed, it says, nearly 5% of GDP across the bloc. The EU also needs to streamline decision-making and regulation and harness innovation, especially in the tech sector.
The BBC's Danny Eberhard. A young golden eagle attacked a toddler in Norway in what an ornithologist says is likely the same bird's fourth such attack on humans in the past week. The unusual aggression occurred over 5 days across a vast mountainous area of southern Norway. Townhall.com. Hurricane recovery proceeding at a snail's pace in Louisiana.
It's been nearly 4 years since Hurricanes Laura and Delta decimated southwest Louisiana and caused an estimated $22 billion in damage nationwide. Delays in Congress and a lengthy process to approve federal funding forced people in Lake Charles, where one-fifth of the population falls below the poverty line, to dip into their savings to afford rent. Some still live in FEMA trailers or remain in their damaged homes. Others are ensnared in ongoing legal battles with their insurance providers, and some have opted to leave the state altogether. John Scott Report.
1 month after a judge declared Google's search engine an illegal monopoly, the tech giant is defending against another antitrust suit threatening to break up the company. A judge heard opening statements earlier today. The trial underway, the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. It is the 9th of September, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christine is here at the helm. Good morning.
Happy Monday.
I want you to look at the chat room and get busy. The troll is back.
Oh, hello, hello.
The troll is back.
Welcome, our favorite troll.
Oh, we're so happy you joined us again, you despicable little piece of
happiness.
Trollness. Yeah, happiness. You know, the funny thing is they would never tell us who they are because they're cowards. They're cowards, and they just want to get in and agitate. So just start deleting and banning like we do. Stand by. We're going all day.
Yes, sir. Ooh.
Yeah. Wish I knew who it was, so I could write him a letter saying, thank you very much for listening to our show. Except I don't know if he listens. He just gets on there and is being a jerk. Am I being too plain here? No. Hey.
I love plain.
I know you do. Just be direct. Just get rid of him. I say him. It could be a her. There I am. Sexist. Could be a her. Today, increasing clouds and hot with high near 96, a light and variable wind becoming south around 6 p.m. Tonight, a low around 65. Now, tomorrow, 92, and Wednesday, it's going to be about 83 with a chance of showers, 20% chance of showers during the day and in the evening with a low around 58. Then it's going to be in the, 85 on Thursday, 91 on Friday, 88 on Saturday, and 82 on Sunday. It's going to be some beautiful, beautiful weather out there. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business into their third generation now. That's how long they've been around. They keep that business on purpose. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. They've been offered buku bucks from, you know, big companies. And no. They enjoy what they're doing, and they enjoy their interactions with their customers, and they treat their customers as friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and other things, other payment programs, other ways they help this community. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. So I'm here with Shasta College and Peter Griggs, and good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning, Carl. It's great to be here.
Yeah. It's always good to have Shasta College here.
Well, we
the
really appreciate you having us out.
Monday of the month. I don't know, helping you out. Y'all just celebrating your
75th anniversary.
75th anniversary.
Yeah, 75th.
Was it all, helping what community. Was it? What was Shasta College? Was it always Shasta College?
It's always been Shasta College, correct? But before we were out at the Old Oregon Trail location, we were down where Shasta High is located currently. That was our original campus.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Shasta High. You mean the one
on Eureka there?
Where the charter school.
UPREP?
UPREP is.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
So we were down there.
And now you guys are growing. Are you in a space battle with Bethel? Which is, I mean, yeah,
no.
Which one of you can? Are y'all going to eventually grow to each other's boundary lines?
I don't think so. That campus is big enough. We have our farm there, three fields. You know, you've been down there. You've seen.
I'm waiting for you to start that equestrian facility.
I know you are.
To give you a couple horses to start with.
Fantastic.
Just a place to board them down there.
Yeah,
I can do that. Yeah.
Well, through the years, we've had a number of different programs. So I don't know if we'll see equestrian come back, but nothing is beyond the pale.
Well, the talking to individuals and groups of people, and all of them are so favorable in their comments about Shasta College.
You know, we're here to serve the community, and I think that's one of the great things about community college, is we really listen to what our communities need. And you have to remember that Shasta College serves the three communities primarily of Shasta, Trinity, and Tehama counties. Mm-hmm. We have campuses in each of those counties. So we have our Red Bluff campus down at Tehama. We certainly have our Trinity campus and our Intermountain campus out at Bernie. And then, of course, the main campus. And right down the block here, we have our health sciences center.
I have my neighbor works down there.
Yeah.
In security there.
Yeah,
and he's worked, since he retired from the Marine Corps, he's worked at, when he came up here, he's been working at Shasta College the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And thoroughly enjoys it. Well, what gives Shasta College the legs to just keep growing and keep getting better like this?
You know, in a word, I think that we'd have to say it's our people. We have some of the most outstanding staff, instructors out there. And one of them is here with us today, Jay Davis, with our welding department. And these individuals, we've had so many of them on over the years, and I think you really get a sense of their passion and their caring for the students who come through. Their need to help foster both education, right, and the ability to help students better their lives through education and jobs.
Education, jobs, and service.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the sense that, how many students do y'all have?
Well, currently, we're in the neighborhood of 6 to 6,500
okay.
students, and we are growing each semester since COVID. We have continued to have students return to us, and so we're close to pre-pandemic levels at this point.
Good.
So we're excited about that.
Good. So, the Shasta College, 75 years, it continues to grow. It continues to offer a future for our citizens.
That's correct.
Whether you're 18 or 80.
Correct. Yeah. We take 100% of all students, right? So, you know, we have programs out there literally for anyone. If you're looking to transfer, then we have programs for you. If you're looking for a certificate, short-term certificate, certainly Jay can talk about some of those in any of our what we would call CTE or career technical education programs.
Mm-hmm.
Those are out there for you. We have community ed. We've had community ed on here before. So we really try to, in as broad a way as possible, provide for our community and the needs of our community.
Okay. Why don't we take an early break on that? When we come back, I'm going to be talking to Jay Davis, who is one of the instructors at Shasta College when it comes to welding. He has no burn marks on him, so it looks pretty good. And also Roxana Romero, who is one of the, an alumni. So she looks happy over there.
It's a good Monday morning.
It is. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry voted the best jewelry store in the North State 2 years in a row, 2023 and 2024, and the Record Searchlight Extravaganza. And there's a reason for that. They are the best. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. The only watch repairman. The only stone cutter. Have you ever wanted to design a piece of jewelry that's just special? Nobody else has one like that. They will help you do that, and then they will build it for you right there. And you could probably even help if you wanted to. I'm just offering that up before Rebecca and Henry know it, but, yeah, I think they would do that. Or Leonard would be right there with you when you're building it. But they've got a great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. We got our wedding rings there, made there, Linda and I did. So there's a little bit of magic in that. So, 4-1 Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, locally owned, locally operated. Been there for like 30 years. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Shasta College.
Harvest time means cash time at Wind River. We're Resort and Casino.
Join us for our $50,000
cash harvest. Swipe to win drawing.
Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Win up to $200 free slot play at weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Don't miss the final drawing on September 26th and October 31st for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I want the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBod. It is Monday. Five more days. The 9th of September.
You believe it's September already?
Yeah, you know what? I lost August. Totally lost August.
Yeah.
I was gone for a few days. Not like 10 or 12, but one day here, 2 days here, and 2 days there. You know, in the weak shot, so all of a sudden it's, you know, what can I say? 8:18 in the morning here, and it's going to be another beautiful day out there. Going to be up to 96. That's a little bit warm, but it's under the hundreds, and it's just going to keep getting cooler this week. I'm here with Shasta College and the welding program, and I'm here with Jay Davis. Jay, tell us a bit about you. You look like... You don't even need a machine to weld. You just grab it and just
Oh, man.
Stick it together.
When you put your arms out like that,
yeah,
like,
just grab
big.
It. Just grab it and hold it.
I forget how tall and big I am sometimes.
Okay. How'd you get into this?
That's a great question.
How'd you get to Shasta College? Are you a local guy?
I'm a local guy, born and raised here in Shasta County, born at Mercy.
Uh-huh.
And I've done some stints out of the area, but this has been my home for the 49 years I've been on this earth, pretty much. And my story of being involved with Shasta College, I didn't get into it super early in my life. It was in my 20s. I was laid off from a job that I had for many years. And like I think many people in this community look at Shasta College as a resource, and sometimes we forget about Shasta College and the resource that it is. But I said, I'm going to go back to school. I didn't get my degree early on out of high school, barely graduated high school. I'm not necessarily proud of that, but it's a story I tell my students that,
it didn't have the interest to you. And a lot of people, when they go through school, because it's, they're aiming for the mid.
Yeah.
That people on both ends are not well served.
Yeah, there is a subset or a population that I think, for me, I fell into that. I went to school every day. I didn't skip.
Yeah.
But, after high, when the high school day was over, it was my time. So homework wasn't a high priority on my list. But I graduated barely. I found out about a half hour before graduation practice that I had scraped enough credits and time and makeup work to be able to graduate high school. So after high school, I went off and I went and worked. I've done a multitude of jobs. I worked down the street here at Wiener Schnitzel. I made the chili at Wiener Schnitzel. I've worked at Leatherby's Family Creamery there in downtown mall when the downtown mall was around. Done a lot of different things. Worked in the auto body industry as a mechanic. And I had gotten laid off from a job. And I was, later on in my life, and I said, I feel like I've got one more big switch. I need to come up with something with some stability and some depth to it. And I had been introduced to welding in the auto body world a little bit, and my grandfather had taught me some stick welding and brazing. And then I finally, I'm going to go one more switch. I'm going to go out to the Shasta College welding program. And I went out there, and I talked to my mentor now, Mark Smith, and just asked him, how do I get involved in this program? He gave me some where to go to sign up, and I went and signed up, and I became a student at this welding program at Shasta College a few decades ago. And it was a huge eye-opener for me, and I'm sure we'll talk about the effects of the welding industry in our world today, but it was a huge effect. I didn't realize how much there was to learn and how exciting it was to be educated in something I was really interested in. And I took it from there. I, finished the welding program. I went out and welded. And there was an opportunity for me to come back and teach a part-time class at the college. And even before leaving the program, even as a student, I loved to help other students, maybe they were just starting, learn about welding. And Mark Smith noticed that in me. In fact, there was a point at which I was setting these little appointments, like, hey, at 3 o'clock, if you're having trouble with some welding, why don't you come over to booth 13 and I'll help you out. And Mark comes out of his office and he sees like these 5 or 6 people gather around this student teaching a little miniature class. And he's like, hey, have you ever thought about teaching? And I said, are you kidding me? Mark, I barely graduated high school. I there's no way I could be a teacher. He's like, well, you've got a gift. And so he put me in front of classes, and he says, why don't you come in and lecture to this class, see if you like it. And I loved it. And so it gave me a taste of helping other people, and I think Peter touched on this with Shasta College in general, and a lot of our faculty out there love to help people. And that's where I kind of gained a love for welding and a skill that is forever marketable. And I gained a love for education, and I got an opportunity to teach part-time, and then it just rolled from there. Got full-time, and I've been out there now for 13 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody's doing something he loves.
Love
and
it.
Teaching other people.
And it's not just that I'm doing welding that I love, but I also, it's like I have the best job in the world for me, right? I mean, I get to help people, and I think, Roxanne, our other guest here, we'll talk about that. And you get to help people, and you get to do something that you're really, really passionate about. I mean, that's just beautiful.
How many types of welding do you teach out there? I mean, I know how to take the electrical, mm-hmm. whatever that's called. Mm-hmm. What's that called? And you put the electricity through it?
Well, there are different types of welding. Are you
it's
talking
the basic,
about
basic
the stick welding?
Stick welding.
Yeah, so that's
one
of them. What was that sound again? Yeah, that's really good.
That's the sound I make. The welding doesn't make that sound. I go.
Yeah. Then you plug in the machine. Well, you hit on one of them, Carl. The stick welding,
uh-huh.
right? And the technical name for that is SMAW. Okay. What other welding do you can you remember?
None.
That's it.
Well, no, there's no. That's about it.
Well, there's another one that's commonly referred to as MIG, and that is that's where you have a wire fed process, like a spool of wire, and you pull a trigger, and then whatever you point out gets welded, and that's GMAW or
that's
MIG welding.
That sounds easier.
It
is that easier, Roxanne?
It is the easiest.
It is easier. Okay.
It is easier. To apply once, and I think Roxy will agree with this, is once you know how to set your settings, right?
Oh, yeah.
If your settings aren't right, then it's not going to weld correctly. There's another process, and it's a similar process to what that MIG, that's flux core. Instead of a solid metal wire, it's a tubular metal wire with a powder inside of it that does magic stuff, right? We're not going to get too deep, but we'll just call it magic. Okay, so we've got stick, we've got MIG, we've got flux core, and there's two other ones that we generally teach. And one of them is called TIG, and that is when you have to weld something that is thin as this paper right here, it will weld it. Super controllable, super small, very, very slow, super slow. But it's very, very efficient and pure welding, and that's TIG welding. Some of our listeners may it's very common, came out in the 40s, and it's very, very prolific, but very slow welding. Now, that's four of them, and there's one more that we teach, and that is oxy-fuel welding. And that's all the other ones use electricity. You plug it into a wall, and it creates an electrical arc, and you have to have a really dark hood so you don't blind your eyes. Think of that end scene off of Raiders of the Lost Ark in Indiana Jones when they open the Covenant of the Ark.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, right? So you have to protect yourself from that. Now, the other one is that oxy fuel. That's oxygen and an acetylene fuel gas that combines and burns, comes up to about 6,000 degrees, no electricity required, and we also teach that. It's an older way of welding, and we use it as a foundational tool to teach students how to control stuff.
Okay, so five different types of welding. And now, does every student learn that, Roxanne? Do you learn all five of those during the classes?
If you go through all the programs. If you do go through all the programs, you can learn.
Okay. What would be an example of the TIG? You say is something that is very, very delicate.
Mm-hmm. It is.
What would be an example of that?
As far as its usage or am I trying to create a theater of the mind of what the process?
No, I just want to know what kind of materials would you weld like that?
Sheet steels. I know it's used a lot in, MIG is used a lot as well as this, but automotive repair. Welding, imagine welding dissimilar materials like, a stainless steel to steel. You would use the process, or you would be welding non-ferrous materials like aluminum, mm-hmm. things of that nature. It really excels, whereas the other processes may not weld the widest array of materials that TIG.
Okay. So TIG is something that, unlike materials,
mm-hmm.
Thin materials, mm-hmm. things like you might see on your car or things like that.
And so let me ask you a question.
But you could also use it for art things.
Absolutely.
Of these. This would seem like it would really be good if you're like designing something that was a little bit smaller, not your fire pit,
mm-hmm.
which is a little bit heavier.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
when you welded stick, do you remember getting burned, with the spatter that would
come off
of that?
No, I didn't. Because I had gloves and all this.
Good. But you could, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't wear that, you would get
it
burned.
Splatters. Yeah.
TIG, you could, Peter could, he's got a nice tie on. He's got a nice long sleeve shirt. Like the pattern on the shirt, Peter.
Thank
you could weld TIG, and it would just like put some gloves on, and it would not have any spatter. It's that delicate and that precise and that surgical that he could weld for a couple hours with TIG and then walk away and not have a burn mark or dirt on him. That's how clean it is.
Wow. Okay, we're here with Shasta College and the welding group here, the welding instructor, Jay Davis, and we're talking about the different types of welding they do there and what each one does. When we come back, I want to talk to things that people I want to get to Roxanne, okay, because you're an alumni, which means you graduated already. Okay, so I want to talk about that. And then really employability, because what I say to people is there isn't one course out there that in the welding and machining and different courses that people aren't just waiting for jobs out there. I mean, waiting to hire people. But I really want to hear it from the instructor and the alumni. So, gosh, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. Been there since 1960, not there. It was founded in 1960. Been there probably since 66, 67. I've been going there since I moved here 17 years ago and never had a bad haircut. It's pleasant. It's a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. If you give them a call at 530-244-9478, you can set up an appointment. So you can just walk in there, get your haircut, walk out, a great haircut. It's not a hair salon, my friends. No, it's a barber shop. They also do beard trims and mustache trims, too, Peter. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. $1 from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers, home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious buffet. Get your team gear on, grab your friends, and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. See, tomorrow, Turtle Bay and Shasta Regional Medical Center is going to join us. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. Judy Maxwell, who started this business in 1993, has got both insurance and financial management in under her roof there at 1378 Hilltop Drive, experts in each field. If you're looking at, a second opinion on retirement plans or 401k, what about your insurance questions? Everybody has insurance questions. Give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We do business with Judy, and we're very pleased. I'm here with Shasta College and Jay Davis, who is one of the instructors out there, who just gave us a primer on the different types of welding they teach. But now I'm going to Roxana Romero. Good morning, Roxana.
Good morning.
Oh, you got to get in close. You got to turn her up. She's got.
Good morning.
There you go. You're an alumni. You're a graduate from there.
I am.
So what kind of certificate or diploma or what do they do out there?
I went there and I did the welding program, and so I got the welding technology certificate.
Okay.
And then in that, I was able to apply myself and earn additional certs in different processes.
Okay. So what got you into welding?
I wanted to go back to school just learn something different. And so I couldn't decide if I wanted to be a cop or a welder because I have a buddy that's a cop and one that's a welder. So I just...
I could see that.
So I went back.
I could see that. Yeah.
I went back and just took criminal justice and beginning welding, and I fell in love with the welding.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you graduated?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you doing now?
So right now I took a leave because I'm renewing my certs.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking, I've been in construction now for 4 years since I left the program, and I really want to get back into working for a union. It's something I steered away from, but benefits and dental and stuff is something that I miss and want.
Yeah, unions are there.
Yeah.
And you can go there and go through the journeyman course and all that, or, you know, somebody's told me about being an electrician.
Mm-hmm.
You go and do... join the union and go through all that. It seems like it works for people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you came back just to kind of renew your certs and those things. Jay, what's the employability of your graduates there?
We have a saying at the welding program that is we have a 100% placement for those that want to work. And so there's a huge employability, not just regionally, but you can imagine, you know, statewide and nationally worldwide. You can imagine that every basic city in the world that has electricity, even some that don't, there's going to be a welding machine or apparatus that someone does not know how to use. And so the skill of learning welding and these variety of processes is almost universal worldwide in how do we apply them. And there's always going to be need to be welding completed somewhere.
I have a friend that is working underwater welding, and they get paid an enormous amount of money for that to do welding under you know, for ships, cables, all types of things. So if you want a job, you graduate from Shasta College, you're going to get a job, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many factors to that question. Yes, you know, if you apply yourself, you know, any type of trade and learn something that really not everyone can do, your employability increases exponentially, and welding is just one of them. Like whether it's diesel mechanics or automotive or, you know, machining or welding or heavy equipment, you become skilled in something, your employability goes up. There's obviously other factors that are involved in that.
Yeah, for you doing your heavy equipment, you also get into welding.
Yeah,
because that's part of it, and then driving to get the stuff there. But that the ones what are after baby boomers? What's the group?
Gen X?
No,
millennials.
No, that's too soon. It's the ones after baby boomers, because baby boomers have grayed out. I mean, most of them have retired.
Okay.
And then you've got the next group,
sure,
generation, which is now graying out because they're in their 60s, 50s and 60s. So there's, everything I read, it's the services, the service industry, the hands-on industry that is really needs people, from truck drivers to welders to electricians. I mean, and they earn a very decent living.
They call it the silver tsunami.
Okay.
The silver tsunami is that large population of tradespeople that are aging out. And there's not necessarily enough population incoming to be able to fill all of those. So obviously that has a cascading effect in bringing in automation and things of that nature to help mitigate that. But by and large, you know, welding is one of those skills that you could have a business card and that's all you do as a welder. But you also to be a diesel mechanic, you also have to be able to weld.
Oh yeah.
So it's an ancillary skill. As well as its own profession in and of itself. So that provides a lot of opportunity. And one thing, I think maybe not everybody realizes, I'm just a welding nerd, so I know this stuff.
You are a little bit of a welding nerd.
I am a welding nerd.
You know what? Yeah. I wouldn't have said that before because I've known you. But you really get into it, and I'm going, it must be an interesting dinner conversation.
It's always about welding.
Well, did you see what I tigged today?
Did you know that the gross domestic product of the United States is half made up of welding? You know what I mean? I know all these weird little facts. When you have something so huge, Carl, you have something so huge, the opportunities there are limitless. So when you say, are there employability, I'm like, oh, my gosh, yes. But it's the other factors that may limit people, right? It's the other factors of their lives that may limit their
Like what?
Well, their reliability. You know, just the same thing all employers are talking about. Are they, if you're not...
Oh, reliable, I see.
You see, that's all the...
You got a background that has to do with being arrested every Friday night for fighting with police.
Well, I
means you're a good scrapper, but maybe not here.
Well, I guess I would counter that. Is that we have a lot of people that come into our program from those backgrounds that find something passionate that they can... that they can sink their teeth into, and it changes their life. So, and I'm very proud of that our program is
Oh, no, that's not what I meant. I was speaking more for me, you know. But people making that step, they've paid their debt to society.
For sure.
That's great. You know what? Now they're trying to do something with their lives. I so much applaud them for that. It takes a tremendous amount of courage and tenacity to do that. Patrick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say that you guys have hit home with me. The story that you're telling is exactly my story. When I came from Trinity County at age 18, I enrolled in the Industrial Arts Program and was under, as Carl says, the tutelage of Troy Wolverton and Jack Moralia and the welding program.
Legends.
And the associated programs that went with it. And it set me up for a career of facilities management that I don't regret, and then retiring from that. So I enjoyed every part of it, and I'm very thankful for the program. Glad to hear it is continuing.
In my one time of welding, it was Patrick that was my mentor standing there, and I thought he was just going to kind of like do most of it, let me kind of, but no, he handed it right to me, and off we went, and then it was up to him to try and get the 8 pounds of additional slag. Yeah, things that were hanging down to get them off. So, no, it was really good. I didn't burn myself. I didn't start a fire. And we're still using that piece of equipment.
Yeah, Patrick touched on a couple legends in our area.
Yeah.
You know, Wolverton and Moralia. And their impact on our programs are still felt today. And we, you know, they laid a great foundation for us to build off of.
Okay.
Yeah, they sure did. Well, thank you, guys.
No, thank you, Patrick. We're going to take a break here, and I'm with Jay Davis, who is one of the welding. Are you in charge of the welding program, or are you the lead instructor? Lead instructor. Okay.
Yeah.
And Roxana Romero, who is an alumni, we're coming back to you after this break, Roxy.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared sauna supports weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Look for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, Christina. Thank you for keeping your eyes on the chat room.
Trying my best.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. Hey, we are here with Shasta College, and we're with the welding department, Jay Davis, who is a lead instructor, and Roxana Romero, who is an alumni. And Roxana, this is kind of a non-traditional trade. We say that, you know, women in it, because it's been predominantly, probably still is predominantly male. Mm-hmm. So did you get any pushback, or, I mean, beyond just ordinary people who you're new on the job? And
you know, I don't necessarily feel like I did. I can definitely handle my own. And all the companies that I've worked for so far have been pretty welcoming.
Mm-hmm. How about at school there?
Oh, absolutely, the school.
Okay. Yeah. Do you feel like you were prepared once you got your certs, your certificates and everything, to walk out there on that first job?
I definitely was prepared as far as welding goes, but getting out there in the field was something completely different. But, yes, I definitely was set up with all the skills and tools that I needed.
Okay, so you say it was different out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Like how?
For example, I remember really sticking to welding a lot of pipe. And I remember in school, if you didn't have good fit up, your weld looked like didn't look very good. So
you had to have a good fit.
A good fit up, you know?
That's the space and how the material sits against mm-hmm. each other.
Oh, okay, got it.
And so I remember talking to Jay and him telling me, he's like, well, it's your fit up. I'm like, what's wrong with my welding? And so he's like, that's why it's important, you know. So I focused on perfect fit up while I was at the program
so that they met and had the space for you to.
Yeah, and so to find out when I went to my first job where I was doing pipe welding, and I did 100 pipes in that first week, and it was horrible fit up. And thinking back, I was like, I should have practiced more on worse fit up. But like I said, in the first week, I did knock out 100 pipes, so I learned and was
about
able to move on.
Yeah,
and so you learned basically how the environment of teaching at, you know, at the college, we have kind of ideal scenarios to get our welding good, right, and set up. But out in the field, those same environments don't exist.
You have to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Problem solved.
So would you recommend this for women?
Absolutely.
It may not, it's just like for men, it may not be for every woman or every man, for sure.
Correct.
But I think attention to detail is really is that a big part?
Huge.
Either one of you. Attention to detail?
Yes.
And getting the, I mean.
But you'd be surprised out in the field, what you see. No.
Well, no, I mean, hey, no plan goes unchanged after the first round goes downrange, you know. And so it's the same thing. So when you've done a welding, after you go, so this is going to hold, but it's not pretty. One of those.
They just need to be acceptable.
Acceptable. Okay. All right. So what do you tell people, Jay? Where's a good? How do people, if they're interested in this? And this just isn't for our high school kids. This is for people that may be in a job that goes, you know, I want to get something that's going to pay me. How much do welders get paid?
That's a great question, a very in-depth question. There are welders out there that are making a little over minimum wage based on the materials that they're welding on, and then they're making upwards of $60 to $70 an hour depending on their particular. That's why it's so massive, you know, the welding industry. I was looking some interesting facts up, and domestically, we're looking at just the welding products and services is around $24 to $30 billion, but the effect it has on the global economy is in the trillions, right? So it's like you don't just have the person that is doing just basic welding. Maybe they're welding. This is a skill in and of itself, but they're welding mufflers, right? They're welding exhaust systems together. Then you have welders that are welding on thermonuclear power plants. They're both welders, right? It's just they're doing massively different industries, and the skill levels may be requiring more or less pay. So to ask how much a welder makes is you need to be a little more specific. Now, in our region here, this is a question I get from students all the time. Hey, I want to take your program. I want to make more money. Well, you're probably going to start out in, after the program, if you're a good employee, and start out in the mid-20s and work up from there. And one of our issues we have in the welding program, and this is something that is that I'm working on with our faculty, is we have people that start the program. They don't finish the program all the way through because they get enough skills to then are employable with enough skills to then make more than maybe the minimum wage that they're making. And so they actually don't end up finishing the program a lot of the times. And that can be, I feel like I'm kind of a parent a little bit. I say, hey, it's like your vegetables, you got to eat those vegetables. You got to finish your plate. I want you to finish this because then your employability in the future becomes that much greater. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. And there's so many people out there wanting to hire off of just poach Shasta County in your all's part of the college there, because they need people,
mm-hmm.
and they will poach them before they're finished.
Sure.
And I don't mean that badly. They just need people that are working and they're willing to pay $25 an hour mm-hmm. for somebody that's been making 18 or 15 or 16 or nothing. This is big bucks for them, and they can't see beyond that.
Well, and it makes sense because in the welding, in any trades, it really is what – when you apply for a place, they're not looking for necessarily the certificate or degree as a benchmark. They're like, show me. And if that person can show them that skill, there's usually a weld test involved, boom. That's a hireable person, right? And versus, they see the certificate degree. That's nice. That's a piece of paper. Show me what you can do.
Yes. Yeah, it's like a lot of the Harley mechanics will go through a school and they get to the Harley shops. And they say, oh, that's great. That got you in the door.
Yes.
You got your tools. Now, we're going to show you how to do it. But you have to have the basic skills there. So, Roxanne, are you happy you did this?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is something that you can look for having a long-term career? And
absolutely, because there's a lot of different ways that you can branch off to within welding, like he was saying earlier, too. But the whole experience, Jay's been a great mentor towards me. I've loved all the instructors. They definitely set me up with the tools and skills that I need.
Got your foot in the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what all you wanted was to show them
Absolutely.
That you can work. All right.
Yeah.
How do people get a hold and say, I've been listening to this, and, this is something that I really like working with my hands. My grandson. Promised his my kids that he would go to school for a year, college for a year. But that's not what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to work with his hands. And so if people are interested in this, mm-hmm. how do they get a hold of you?
Well, I'm going to give you two ways. Normal is our normal website, shastacollege.edu, and there you can make an appointment and go through the process. But I'll also give you my email address. I'm going to put this out there for anybody that's interested. That maybe you're curious and you want to maybe take a look at our facilities and see how this is. And that is, my email is jdavis@shastacollege.edu. That's jdavis@shastacollege.edu. Send me an email and we'll set something up. Maybe you have a neighbor or maybe you yourself may be interested in taking a course. Or know someone that does, I'd be glad to show you the facility and our...
It's a great facility down there. Yeah. It's state-of-the-art in everything they're teaching down there.
Yeah.
So, including the logging industry, mm-hmm. Diesel mechanics, mm-hmm. All these different things they're doing. And so that you're going to get that really strong groundwork and as Roxanne said, that it prepared them to, you know, to get their foot in the door. And then it's up to you.
Yeah, so, you can take it where you want to go with it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much, Jay Davis and Roxana Romero, for joining us. Peter, another great group of people in here.
Thanks for having us out, Carl.
What's next month?
Next month we have some more from our CTE programs, and so we're going to bring out another group, and it'll be a great show.
Okay, as usual. Everybody, have a great day. It's going to be about 96 today, so still warm. Don't leave those animals in the car for any length of time. Tomorrow, Turtle Bay and Shasta Regional Medical Center will be our guest, and God bless America.
And I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.